I want to read a verse from Psalm 51.
我要读一节的经文是在诗篇51篇。
We know that this was the prayer of David after he had sinned.
我们知道这是大卫的祷告是当他犯罪之后所发出来的。
And he was honest enough to acknowledge his sin and express his inner feelings to God.
他是非常的诚恳，自然的来表现出他里头的感受。
There's one sentence he speaks here, which is an expression of his longing.
这边有一段的经文呢，是说到他里头所渴慕的是什么？
But something that he couldn't experience in his life.
是他生命里头不曾经历到的。
Psalm 51 and verse 6.
51篇第6节。
Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being.
你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
And in the hidden part, thou wilt make me know wisdom.
你在我隐秘处使我得着智慧。
And I thought it would be good for us to think about that verse a little bit this morning.
今早上呢，是很好的，我们能够多时间来思想这节的经文。
The word truth in the Word of God means reality.
在神的话语里头，诚实这句话的意思就是说是实际的。
And this verse tells us that God desires reality in the innermost being.
这里说到神渴慕我们每一个人里头是实在的。
The wisdom that the Word of God speaks of refers to God's own nature.
这边也是指到呢神他本身的性格是什么。
And in the second part of this verse, it says that it's in the hidden part that God wants me to partake of His nature.
在下半段说到呢，你在我隐秘处使我得着智慧。
Now, why do I say that David couldn't experience that?
为什么我说到大卫他不能够享受到呢？
There's only one reason.
只有一个原因。
It's not because he wasn't wholehearted.
并不是说他没有全心的。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是合乎神心意的人。
And according to the light he had, he did the will of God.
那借着他所得到的亮光，他就做出了。
But unfortunately, he lived 1,000 years before Christ.
但是不幸的就是说，他是在主前1000年出生。
He lived under the Old Testament or the Old Covenant.
是在旧约或者在律法之下。
And so he could only express it as a longing.
他只能够来显出他里头的渴慕。
A longing that was never satisfied.
但是不能够使他真正的得到满足。
When it came to the external life,
当我们说到外面的生命的时候,
David was all right.
他是好的。
He sinned, but he confessed his sin and set it right.
他已经得罪了神，他悔改，但是跟神和好。
But when it came to truth, reality in the innermost being, he just couldn't make it.
但是说到了里头那种的真实性或者实在性的时候呢，他不能够完全的经历到那种的实在。
Now this wasn't the experience of David alone.
这并不是单单是大卫的经历而已。
When you turn to the New Testament and you read Romans chapter 7,
当我们翻开罗马书第7章的时候,
we read there Paul saying these words.
保罗也说这样的话,
in Romans 7 and verse 7,
第7章第7节,
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law. For I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, You shall not covet.
第7章第7节，这样我们可说什么呢？ 律法是罪么？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。非律法说不可贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
Before Saul of Tarsus became a Christian, he was a God-fearing Jew.
当扫罗还没有信主耶稣之前呢，他是一个非常虔诚的犹太人。
He was a devout follower of Moses.
他是一个非常虔诚跟随摩西律法的人。
And according to the light he had, he kept the law.
借着他所得的亮光，他遵照这律法。
Now I just want you to keep a finger here and turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们看腓立比书第3章。
In Philippians 3, Paul says concerning his previous life before becoming a Christian.
这里保罗说到当他们信主之前，他的生活是怎么样的。
Philippians 3:6.
第三章第六节。
He says, according to the righteousness which is in the law, he was blameless.
他说按照律法上的义，说我是无可指地的。
And yet we read in Romans 7 and verse 7 and 8 that when it came to coveting, he found he was defeated.
但是来到罗马书第七章第七节的时候呢，当他说到这贪心的时候呢，他不能够胜过贪心这件事情。
In Philippians 3, he said he was blameless according to the law.
但是在腓立比书第三章第七节说到他是无可指地的。
Now God gave 10 commandments through Moses.
神借着摩西把这个律法带下来。
I don't know whether you know all of them.
我不知道你是否知道所有的律法呢？
The first was, I am the Lord your God, you shall have no other gods but me.
第一条的诫命是说到我是你的神，你不应该有别的神在我之前。
Paul kept that.
每一个人都遵照的。
The second was,
第二个呢？
Thou shalt not make any idols or graven images.
你不能够为自己雕刻任何的偶像。
He kept that.
他也遵照了。
The third was, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, and Paul kept that.
第三呢，不要虚妄的来妄用主的名。
The fourth was, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Paul kept that.
第四呢，他要遵守这个安息日。
The next one, honor your father and mother.
接下来是说到要孝顺你的父母亲。
He kept that.
他遵守了。
Thou shalt not kill.
你
commit adultery.
不要犯奸淫。
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
不要做假见证。
All the commandments he could keep.
所有的诫命他是遵守了。
Every one of them.
每一个的诫命。
All nine.
所有的九条的诫命。
But when it came to the last commandment.
当他来到最后的诫命的时候。
He had a difficulty.
他有困难了。
The last commandment was, you shall not lust after your neighbor's wife.
最后的诫命是说到你不要因着邻居的妻子起淫念
or your neighbor's house
或者是你邻舍的房子
or his daughter
也不要贪念他的儿女
or his servant
或者是仆人
or desire anything that doesn't belong to you
或者是不要贪任何东西不是属于你的
Have you noticed the difference between the 10th commandment and the first 9?
你是否有看到九条诫命的跟着最后一条有所不同吗
The first nine commandments were all dealing with the external life.
前面九条是关系到是对付外面的生活。
You're not to kill, you're not to commit adultery, you're not to steal.
不要凶杀，不要偷窃，不要贪，不要做这，不要做那。
But there was one commandment in that list which referred to the inner life.
但是有一条的诫命是关系到我们里面的生活。
You shall not lust in your heart.
在你心中不要起贪心。
Paul said, as far as the commandments of the law were concerned, the external ones, I was blameless.
在保罗说呢，关系到外面的诫命的时候呢，在人的面前我可以说是无可指地的。
I never stole. I never committed adultery.
我也没有偷窃，我也没有犯奸淫。
I didn't murder and I didn't bear false witness.
我没有谋杀，我也没有做假见证。
I didn't take the name of the Lord in vain, and I didn't make any idols.
我没有妄用主的名，我也没有雕刻偶像。
But I found it so difficult, Paul says, to keep from lusting in my heart.
但是保罗说呢，我发现很难来控制里面的这个的贪念。
That's what he says in Romans 7:7.
这在罗马书第七章第七节他所表达的。
He says, I would not have known that lusting was a sin if the law had not said.You shall not lust.
他说我不知道律法我是犯罪的呢。如果是没有律法指给我看，我的确犯了这个贪心的罪。
And he says in Romans 7:8 that this sin which was in my flesh took opportunity through the commandment and produced in me lusting of all types.
他说在我里面的罪呢，借着律法的彰显呢，来显出我里头各种各样的罪。
And then he goes on to say in verse 13 that as a result of this law, sin became utterly sinful in my eyes.
在十三节里头给我们看到，因着他有这个看见，他知道什么何为罪。
Now, why did God give a list of commandments, nine of which were dealing with the external life and the tenth one with the inner life?
为什么神给我们九条的诫命是关乎到外面的，给我们最后一条的诫命是关乎到里头的呢？
I believe he was testing his people to find out how many of them would be honest.
我相信呢，他是要来审查他的百姓，说有多少位地切呢是要有诚实的。
Because those who were honest, God could lead them on to something higher.
那些诚实的呢，神也会带领他们更上一层。
And Paul was one of those honest men.
保罗是其中一个非常诚实的人。
He said, "Lord, I can keep these 9 commandments. I can't keep the 10th."
他说，主啊，我能够遵守前面九条的诫命，但是我不能遵守最后一条。
Remember what David said?
你知道保罗说是什么吗？
Lord, thou dost desire reality, not just externally, but in the innermost being.
那大卫所说到说，神啊，我要在里头保你所渴慕的，所要的就是诚实的心。
He wrote that psalm after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
当他犯了奸淫之后呢，大卫呢写下诗篇五十一篇。
And he was honest.
他是诚实的。
He said, "Lord, I've sinned."
说主啊，我已经得罪了你。
It was an external sin.
这是外面的罪。
It was breaking the 7th commandment.
是犯了第七条的诫命。
But he admitted it. He confessed it. He forsook it.
他已经承认了，他悔改了，也放弃了。
God forgave him.
神赦免了他。
But he knew that even though God forgave him,
虽然他知道神已经赦免了他
，that even though he tries best not to commit adultery again.
虽然他尽他可能的不要再犯奸淫的罪。
Yet God's standard was not just don't commit adultery.
但是神的标准不是单单说不要犯奸淫。
David as a prophet of God knew that God's standard was higher.
大卫呢是神的先知，他知道神的标准是高过这一切的。
Lord, how will I keep from lusting in my heart?
说主啊，我怎么能够保持不在我心中有这个贪念呢？
He longed for it.
他的心中渴慕
but he never experienced it because he lived before Christ came.
但他不能够呢来经历到这个实在，因为他是在主前啊出生的。
Paul also longed for it.
但保罗也渴慕
but there was a difference.
但是有一个不同。
Paul lived after Jesus Christ came.
但保罗是活在那主耶稣来之后
and so he experienced it.
他能够经历到这实在
because he goes on to say in Romans chapter 8.
因为在第八章里头他继续的说下去
and verse 3.
第三节
Romans 8 verse 3
第八章第三节
This is a verse which we need to understand
这一节经文我们要明白的
Because this is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament
因为这节经文里头给我们看到旧约新约不同的地方
What the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh God has now done
借助我们肉体的软弱呢律法所不能行的呢现在借助他的儿子呢我们能够行了
What was it that the law could not do for Paul?
那么什么事情是律法不能够为保罗所做的呢
The law could help him to honor his father and mother.
那律法能够帮助保罗来孝顺他的父母亲。
The law could help him to keep the Sabbath.
也能够帮助他遵守着安息日。
The law kept him from committing adultery and murder.
也能够保守他不啊谋杀也不犯这个奸淫罪。
The law kept him from stealing and from bearing false witness.
这保罗啊这律法也能够啊帮助保罗不偷窃也不做假见证。
But what was it the law could not do?
那么什么是律法所不能够做的呢
The law could not give him victory in his thought life.
律法不能够帮助他在这思想方面能够得胜。
It could not prevent him from lusting in his heart.
这不能够阻止他在心中呢没有这个贪念。
God desired reality in his innermost being, but the law could not help him there.
这神渴慕看到他的百姓里头有诚实，但是呢律法不能够帮助他得到。
But he longed for it.
他渴慕这一切。
He didn't just sit back in an easy chair and say, "Oh well, we have to be defeated as long as we are in this earth."
他并不是坐在那边说呢，那么这样的话呢，我就常常要失败了。
That's impossible to live up to that standard.
我不能够呢按照神的标准的活。
Yes, I know that Jesus said, "If you lust after a woman in your heart, it is the same as adultery," but it's not possible.
我知道主耶稣说到呢，我们不要看的这个一个妇女呢，就起了一念。我知道，但是我不能够胜过这些的东西。
If he had said that, he'd never have come to victory.
如果他这样的说的话呢，他就不能够得胜了。
A lot of Christians say that, and that's why they never come to victory in all their life.
很多的基督徒他们常常这样的说，所以在他们一生当中呢，没有经历到的得胜。
There is no desire that God who desires reality in their innermost being, that should be fulfilled within them.
在他们里头没有这种的渴慕呢，好像神渴慕他的百姓们内中呢应该有的诚实。
I'll tell you something, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一件事情。
When you hear or read God's standard in His Word,
当你看到或者读到或者听到神所定下的标准
，and we see our own condition,
我们看到我们自己的情况。
And we see that God's standard is here.
我们看到神的标准是那么的高。
Up there.
就在这。
And my standard is my own level of life is down here.
但我自己的生活的标准是这样低。
I can then do one of two things.
我有一两件事情我是能够做的。
I can theologically interpret the word of God in such a way that I bring it down to my level.
我能够按照呢这个自己的方法呢，借助这个教学方面呢，把神的标准呢慢慢解释到，把它降低它的程度。
And thus soothe my conscience that I'm all right.
来配合呢我的良心，好叫我觉得好过。
Or when I see God's standard there and my own level of life down here.
或者是当我看到神的标准的时候，我自己情况是这么低的时候。
I can say, Lord, my life doesn't measure up to the standard of Your Word.
我们能够对主说，主啊，我的生活。不能够达到所定下的那种的标准。
And I say, why doesn't it measure up?
说主啊，为什么我不能够达到呢？
Maybe there's some new revelation God wants to give me.
这可能有些新的亮光是主要给我看到的。
Lord, then reveal to me by your spirit.
说主啊，借助你的圣灵呢，其实给我看到。
The things which human eyes cannot see.
是我们人的肉眼所看不到。
And which human ears cannot see.Here,
是人的肉耳所听不到
and which human minds cannot understand,
是我们人的思想所不能够明白的
the things that you have hidden from the clever and the wise theologians,
是主啊你把这些向那些有智慧的人
but which you promised to reveal to babes who cry out to you for wisdom,
或者你说呢你要向那些渴慕向婴孩来呼求的人而显现这些
satisfy my thirst,
主啊你使我的渴慕能够得到满足
for a pure thought life,
好叫我的思想能够纯洁。
What the law could not do, God has done.
凡是律法所不能够做的呢，神已经做到了。
Do you know what the gospel is?
你知道什么叫福音吗？
I'll tell you, it's not just forgiveness of sins.
不是单单说到罪的赦免。
That was something that even people in the Old Testament had.
甚至在旧约的时候呢，他们也得到这部分。
I have to ask myself, what is it I have today which the Old Testament people didn't have?
我应该问我自己说呢，我今天所得到的是在旧约里头他们所得到还没有得到是什么呢？
Do I clap my hands?
是吧？我拍手呢？
I do.
我这样的做。
I raise my hands to praise the Lord.
我举起我的手来敬拜他。
I sing and shout.
我唱歌来高喊来敬拜他。
But I read the Psalms and I see that.They did it in the Old Testament too.
当我读到诗篇的时候，他们就业的时候，他们也做到了。
And I think they did it a lot better and a lot louder than all of us.
在神上做的更加好，更加的大声，更加的齐全。
And they had something else in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头呢，有更加多的。
They had healing.
他们有医治。
There are at least three cases of people being raised from the dead in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头至少有三个地方说到呢，有死人复活过来。
In the ministries of Elijah and Elisha.
在伊丽莎跟伊利亚的侍奉
and many other healing miracles.
还有很多的神迹奇事
So healing is not a peculiarly New Testament blessing.
医治呢并不是在新约里头一个很特殊的一种的祝福
We have it today, but they had it then also.
今天我们有但是在旧约的时候也有
Praise and excited praise is also something in the Old Testament.
我们很兴奋的来赞美在旧约的时候也有
In Psalm 103, David says,
诗篇一百零三篇
Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquities.
他说，凡是在我里面的，都要称颂耶和华，因为他赦免了我一切的过犯。
How many sins of David did God forgive?
神赦免大卫的罪多少呢？
According to Psalm 103, all of them.
按照一百零三篇诗篇里说到，神赦免他所有的罪。
And now I examine my own life.
现在我看看我自己的生命。
And I say, Lord, what do I have which David didn't have?
说主啊，我所有的是大卫所没有的，到底是什么东西？
All my sins are forgiven.
我的罪完全得到赦免了。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, who heals all your diseases.
我的心啊，凡是在我里面的呢，都要称颂耶和华，他赦免了我一切的罪，医治了我一切的疾病。
I sing and I shout and I clap my hands and I raise my hands to the Lord.
我唱歌，我赞美，我举手，我拍手来赞美他。
I come together with God's people once a week.
在每一个礼拜，我跟神的百姓聚集在一起。
They did it on a Saturday, we do it on a Sunday, that's all the difference.
以前他们是在不星期六，但是在新约里头呢，我们是在星期日。
But is there reality in my inner being?
但是在我的内头是否有这实在呢？
That was what the law could not do for David.
这就是律法所不能够给大卫所带来的。
That's what the law could not do for Paul.
这就是律法不能够为保罗所做。
But he says God did it.
但是他说神已经做了。
How did he do it?
那神怎么样做了呢?
He sent his own son.
他差他的儿子耶稣基督。
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
来担当我们的罪。
I'll tell you this is a mystery.
这是一个的奥秘。
It's called the mystery of godliness.
这是虔诚的奥秘。
That he was manifest in the flesh.
他道成肉身。
And he condemned sin in the flesh.
他借着他的罪身来定这个罪。
Why did he do all this?
为什么要做这一切呢?
And here is the glorious gospel.
这是荣耀的福音。
With this purpose, verse 4.
第四节。
In order that now, and notice that verse very carefully,Now the requirement of the law can be fulfilled inside of us, which was only fulfilled outside of us until now.
这是律法的意义，成就在我们这不随从肉身，只随从圣灵的人的身上。
It's a very beautiful phrase, that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled inside us.
这好叫律法的意义，成就在我们的里面。
What was until now fulfilled outside,is now going to be fulfilled inside.
外面所成就的呢现在借着神的儿子呢要成就在我们里头。
Because God desires truth in the innermost being.
因为神他渴慕我们里面的实在。
I want to turn to a verse in John chapter 7.
我们看约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7, Jesus said in verse 37.
三十七节。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
他凡是渴了的人可以到我这里来喝。
And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being, notice that phrase again, the innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
38节，信我的人就如经上所说的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And what was this referring to?
这是指什么呢?
Verse 39.
39节。
This was referring to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
这是说到呢圣灵的工作。
Which those who believed in him, those who had faith, could receive the Holy Spirit.
所以那些相信的有信心的就能够得到这圣灵。
But the Spirit was not yet given. The day of Pentecost had not come.
但是呢圣灵还没有降下来还没有到这五旬节那一日。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because it was still the Old Testament period.
因为那个时候还是在旧约里头。
The new covenant had not been established with Jesus' blood yet.
新约还没有借着主耶稣的宝血成立。
Jesus was not yet glorified.
主耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
And so the rivers of living water could not flow from anybody's innermost being up till now.
所以因着这样呢就在那个时候呢没有个人能够赏识到这活水的江河从那腹中流出来。
For many years, when I thought of the baptism and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I always thought of the rivers of living water.
在很多年我想到这圣灵充满的时候就好像活水将从我们腹中流出来一样。
But then, after experiencing that, God showed me something else.
当我得到这圣灵充满之后呢我就经历到其他的。
That this must flow from the innermost being.
这活水将要从我们腹中里头流出来。
It must not be just an external thing.
这不是单单外面的表现。
The ministry of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said in verse 38, has to come from deep from within.
三十八节主耶稣说呢圣灵的工作是从我们的内在里头深深的流出来的。
The source, where it begins, that's the important thing.
在源头它开始它的出发点是从里头的。
From there it must flow.
是从里头发出来的。
And when I examined my life, at one stage, I discovered it was not flowing from within.
有一段时候我审查我自己呢发现到呢这活水的江河不是从里面流出来。
I found, for example, that I could praise God on Sunday morning, but it wasn't quite the same on Monday and Tuesday.
我在礼拜天的时候，我能够举起手来赞美神，但是我发现到在拜拜的时候，我的感受并不是像那样的。
Yeah, it was different.
我不同的。
There was grumbling, there was complaining, murmuring at other times during the week.
我有埋怨啊，批评啊，种种的事情。
And yet I saw the standard of the Word of God.
我看到呢，神话里头他所定的标准。
In everything, give thanks.
凡事要谢恩。
In the Old Testament, it was give thanks once a week.
在旧约里头是谢恩一个礼拜一次。
I found I was Old Testament.
我发现到我活在这旧约里头。
Sunday morning, give thanks.
在礼拜天的时候感恩。
But I saw New Testament standard was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks.
在帖撒罗尼迦里头告诉我们说，凡事我们谢恩。
And Ephesians 5:20.
以弗所书第五章二十节
Be filled with the Spirit
被圣灵充满
In all things at all times giving thanks to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
常常的在耶稣基督里头谢恩。
And Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord not just once a week, but always.
在腓立比书第四章第四节里头说呢，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
And I had to be honest.
这我要对自己呢诚实。
I said, Lord, this is not true in my life.
说主啊，这个我没有赏识到啊。
And as I look around, I don't seem see it to be true in many other people who are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但我向华四维看看一下，并不是很多的基督徒都得到这种的福分。
There are people who speak in tongues in the meeting and go and shout at their wives after that. The same day.
说方言祷告的呢，过后呢，回家去时候呢，就跟太太吵架了。
The Spirit gives them other tongues, but they're still not able to control their mother tongue.
虽然圣灵把这方言的恩赐赐给他，但是他不能够控制自己的舌头。
There's something wrong here.
那有一些事情是不对劲。
The Holy Spirit hasn't come just to give us other tongues, but also to control our mother tongue.
所以圣灵来呢，不是单单给我们能够说出别国的方言来呢，也来帮助我们呢，能够控制呢我们自己的言语。
And I'll tell you, it's 1,000 times easier to speak in other tongues than to speak under the control of the Spirit in our mother tongue.
所以我要告诉你说呢，是很容易的，我们能够靠着圣灵呢，说出别国的方言来。但是呢，要控制自己的舌头，说出自己的方言来是很难的一件事情。
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
怎么心中怎么样的想，我们就怎么样的说了出来。
And what's in my heart will come out towards my wife on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
所以在我心中想的是什么呢？在拜二拜三的时候，我就向我的太太呢表达出来的。
But on Sunday morning, I can put on the spiritual cloak and speak in other tongues.
但是在礼拜天的时候呢，我能够穿上呢这个的宗教的袍子呢，来这里敬拜神。
That's not from my innermost being.
这不是从我的内中所发出来的。
What's from my innermost being is the way I speak to my wife and my children 6 days a week.
这在我里头真正的我呢，是在拜一到拜六的时候，我怎么样来对待我的妻子。
And so the way I use my tongue is a pretty good test of what's in my heart.
所以我怎么样用我的舌头呢，也能够呢再一次给我们看到我们里头内心到底是怎么样的。
Do you find your experience similar?
你是否发觉到你有这个平衡的经历呢？
I'll tell you what I did.
我告诉你说我怎么样来对付。
I said, Lord, I'm sick and tired and fed up of this double life.
So,
one thing on the outside, another thing inward.
我对这个双层的这种的生活，我感到非常的厌倦呢。
I don't want to pretend, I want to be honest.
So, 主啊，我不要再假装，我要诚实的。
Many years ago, I remember God spoke to me.
在很多年前，主就对我说。
When I was in this defeated, frustrated condition.
当我是在失败非常失丧的情况之下。
And he asked me one question.
他问我一个的问题。
He said, are you willing to get up on Sunday morning in the church where everybody respects you and acknowledge your need publicly?
是否你愿意呢在礼拜天早上当来这边的时候，在很多尊敬你人的面前呢说出呢你的需要是什么？
It's quite easy to go alone to God and say, Lord, I'm a defeated person.
能够亲自单独的来到神的面前说，神啊，我是这样这样的，是很容易的。
But to get up publicly where everybody knows you and acknowledge you're defeated.
在大众的面前承认说你是个失败的人是不容易的。
And I said, Lord, I'm ready for that and I'm willing to do it right this morning.
说主啊，我已经准备好了，我愿意呢今早上这样的做。
I don't care what anybody in this congregation thinks about me. I want reality in my inner life.
说主啊，我不管大家对我的看法是怎么样，但是我要的就是说我内心当中有这个实在。
And that was the day God altered the direction of my life.
就在那一天呢，神就改变了我生命的方向。
And began to open my eyes to see the reality of Romans 8:3 and 4.
那么开始的开我的眼睛呢，给我看到罗马书第八章第三跟第四节的实在性。
That God, like it says in Hebrews 11:40, has provided something better for us under the new covenant.
就好像在希伯来书第十二章里头说到，在新里头呢，他为我们所带来的呢是更加美好的。
Jesus said, what we read here, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me.
刚才我们读到主耶稣说，凡是饥渴的人能够带到我这里来。
And I say there are two types of thirst.
我要说到有两种的饥渴。
One is a thirst which is not very serious.
一种的渴呢，并不是很严重的。
Now, all of us may be a bit thirsty now, and we wouldn't mind a glass of water.
比如说我们已经干渴了，我们喝一杯水，那是很好一件事情。
That's not serious thirst. We are not dying of thirst.
这不是很严重的，我们不会因着而死。
But supposing a man were walking in the desert for many days and he hadn't had a drop of water.
那比如说一个人在沙漠里头行走了几天，他没有水喝。
He'd be dying of thirst.
他是很快的要因着干渴而死了。
That's the thirst Jesus spoke of here.
这就是主耶稣这里所说到的干渴。
That's the thirst he's spoken of.
它就是所指的干渴，这种的干渴。
If I'm thirsty right now,
比如说我现在很干渴
，and someone were to offer me a glass of water for $5,000,
比如说有一个人白白的水给我，他要5000块钱
，I'd say no, thank you.
我说谢谢。
I'm not so thirsty.
我没有这么的渴。
But if you were to go to that man dying of thirst in the wilderness,
比如说你到一个人面前，他是要死的，因为没有水喝。
And say $5,000 for this glass of water.
你说我给你啊，你给我5000，我就把这水给你。
He'd say sure, please give it.
他说好的，好吧，我就跟你兑换。
See, that's the difference.
这有一个不同。
And that's the thirst Jesus spoke of here.
这就是主耶稣所说到的干渴。
Where a person is so desperate and longing for reality in his inner being that he's willing to pay any price for it.
这是说到那个人呢，是那么的干渴到个地步呢，他愿意付上任何的代价。
And Jesus said, "When you are thirsty like that, you can come to me, and I'll give it to you."
所以主耶稣说，当你这样的干渴的时候呢，你可以到我这里来，我必赐给你。
Many Christians are not so thirsty.
很多的基督徒呢，他并不是像所指的那种的干渴。
They're quite happy. The blood of Jesus cleanses them.
哦，当然，因着主耶稣的宝血洁净了他们，他们感到高兴。
If I lust 50 times a day, that's okay, because the blood of Jesus will cleanse me 50 times a day.
如果我有贪欲呢，50次的话呢，不要紧，主耶稣的宝血就能够洁净我。
And if I continue to lust 100 times tomorrow, the blood of Jesus will cleanse me 100 times tomorrow.
如果明天我有这个贪念呢，100次的话，主耶稣的宝血仍然有着功效，能够洁净我。
And after being a Christian for 10 years, I still lust 50 times a day, the blood of Jesus will cleanse me.
如果我信主耶稣4年呢，我一天里都有这个贪念10次的话，不要紧，主耶稣的宝血能够洁净我。
That's true. Even my 50 millionth sin, the blood of Jesus can cleanse me from.
这是真实的，我犯过种种的罪呢，神的宝血主耶稣的宝血能够洁净我们。
But if I take that so lightly, that proves I'm not so thirsty after a pure inner life.
但是呢，我非常轻易的、随便的来看待这件事情的话，表示出呢，我的心中没有像主耶稣所说的那种的干渴。
If I praise God in the meetings and I'm quite a different man at home, and it doesn't bring a thirst in my life for a different life, and something's wrong with me.
如果在聚会里头我这么来敬拜神，我回家去的时候又是另外一种人的话，如果我没有那种的干渴来追求神的话，我有一些不对了。
Jesus is not inviting everybody to this life.
这主耶稣并不是叫所有的人都要这样的做。
No, he said only if you are so desperately thirsty for this life, come to me.
他是指那些真正干渴的人就到他的跟前来。
Then it'll flow from your innermost being.
那么这样的话呢，从你的内中要浮游出这种活水的江河来。
If you are quite content where you are, the Lord says stay there.
这如果你因着你现在也有的生命感到满足的话，你是坐在那儿吧。
You're doing a little bit of evangelism.
这你有做一些传福音的工作。
You're giving out a few tracts in the office.
在你的办公室里头呢，你有发一些的单张。
You're coming to the meetings regularly.
你常常来参加聚会。
You're coming to the Bible study meetings.
你来参加查经班。
You're increasing in knowledge.
在你的知识不断的增加。
And you've probably got some responsibility in the church as well.
在可能你在教会里头负责一些的工作。
And on top of that, some other brothers and sisters think quite highly of you.
那可能有一些的弟兄姐妹们非常的尊重你。
What more do you want?
哦，我们还要什么呢？
You're rich and increased with goods, and you have need of nothing.
这里已经富足了呢，所以一切都足够了。
And the Lord says, "You don't know how wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked you are."
但是呢，那主耶稣说，你不知道你是赤身肉体，是贫穷的。
That was the condition of the leader and others in the Laodicean church.
所以很多的领袖呢，或者是。知识们呢，他们的情况是这样。
So that is the grief that there is in the heart of God.
所以，因着有这样的情况的话呢，神的心感到非常的伤心。
That so many of His children are satisfied with a defeated, substandard life.
这很多神的儿女们呢，因着他们这个得胜的、这次等的生活而这失败而次等生活感到满足。
And they try to make up for their defeat with a little more activity.
所以他们借着别的活动呢来遮盖。或者是呢，补上他们的失败。
That I did a few things wrong there. I'll give out a few more tracts today.
所以我做了这些错的事情或者失败了，不要紧，我做一些的工作，分多点担当就够了。
Or speak to somebody about Christ today.
或者在今天呢，向一些人传福音。
And then God will be happy.
啊，神就要很高兴了。
What does God desire?
那神所渴慕是什么呢
？He doesn't first desire that I speak to other people about Christ.
他所渴慕第一的，并不是说我们要向别人来传福音。
That's second.
但是次等的
He first desires truth, like David said, in my innermost being.
他所渴慕的最主要的，就像他像大卫说的呢，他渴慕我们里头的诚实。
David longed to experience that, but he couldn't.
那大卫呢，他渴慕要有这个经历，但是他不能够得到。
Because Jesus hadn't come.
因为主耶稣还没有来。
The rivers couldn't flow from the innermost being yet.
这个活水的江河不能够从那里头流出来。
But Paul could experience it.
但是保罗他能够经历到。
That is the gospel.
这就是福音。
Not only that our sins are forgiven, praise God for that.
不是单单因着我们的罪得到赦免。
That we can receive the Holy Spirit.
我们能够领受圣灵。
Praise God for that.
我们感谢神。
And all the gifts God gives.
所有的恩赐神都是神赐给我们的。
Praise God for all of them.
我们感谢神。
But also what it says in Romans 8.
但是在罗马第八章里头也告诉我们另外一件事情。
That all that the law could not do, now God can do for me.
凡是律法所不能够做的呢，神已经为我所做了。
He can produce that life within me.
他能够制造这样的生命在我们里头。
And this is why it's so important to follow Jesus in the way of the cross.
跟着主耶稣来走十字架的道路是非常的重要的。
I want to turn to Romans 8:4 again and see the second part of that verse.
我们看罗马书第八章第四节的后半段。
It says here that the requirement of the law can now be fulfilled inside of us.
这里说到，是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉身人的身上。
In whom?
在谁的身上呢？
It says here, in those who do not walk after the flesh,But after the Spirit.
他要成就在那些不跟随肉体的人。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这意思是什么吗？
All my life as a child of Adam, I walked according to the flesh.
在亚当之下，我们常常是按照肉体而行事。
And now I'm born again.
现在我已经重生了。
I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满了。
I pray for the sick.
我为病人祷告。
I speak in tongues.
说出方言来。
But I've still got a flesh.Which is tempting me every day.
但是呢，每一天我仍然有这个肉体，这老亚当来引诱我。
Until my last day on earth, I'll have a flesh which is tempting me all the time.
直到我活着的最后一天呢，我有这个肉体仍然会不断的来引诱我。
But even though I have a flesh, I don't have to walk according to the flesh.
虽然我有这个肉身的引诱，但是我可以不跟随着肉体来行事。
Then, what am I to do with the flesh and its temptations and lust?
那么我怎么来对付这个肉体，对付这个试探和引诱呢？
There's a glorious verse in Galatians 5:24.
在加拉太书第五章第二十四节里头有一个非常荣耀的一句话。
Which says, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts.
在加拉太书第五章二十四节里头说到，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情事业同钉在十字架上。
God gives me the Holy Spirit's power to crucify the flesh with its affections and lust.
神借着是给我的圣灵的能力，我能够把这肉体和肉体的邪情事业完全钉在十字架上。
When I do that,
当我这样做的时候，
And I will not walk according to the flesh anymore.
那么我就不再随从我的肉体去行事了。
Then I walk according to the Spirit.
那么我就能够随从圣灵来行事。
Then the righteous requirement of the law is fulfilled inside of me.
那么这个律法的意义呢，就在我里头成就了。
For example, if somebody speaks to me in a rude way,
比如说有一个人非常粗鲁地对我说话，
or insults me,
或者是他来批评我，
my flesh.Tempts me to react in an unchristlike way to him.
那我的肉体就引诱我呢的反应呢，不像基督的形象一样的反应。
That is the moment when the Holy Spirit says.
就在那个时候，圣灵对我说。
To me.
对我说。
Now is the moment to die with Jesus on the cross.
就在这时刻，你要与主耶稣同钉在十字架上。
And I say, Lord, yes, I want to die.
我说主啊，是的，我要与你同死。
And I die.
我死了。
And the Spirit helps me.
那圣灵就帮助我。
And then that person who has provoked me can never bring forth from me an unchristlike word.
那一位来挑破我的，他不能够使我发出那些的语言语是不合基督徒的体统的。
You try that if there's a dead man lying here.
如果有一个人死了，躺在这儿。
And you go to him and say, you're a useless fellow.
如果你对他说你是无用的人，
you're good for nothing.
你不能做什么，
there'll be no reaction from him.
他没有什么反应。
It's a wonderful thing to die.
与主同死是美好的。
That's what Jesus said, we've got to take up the cross every day.
所以主耶稣说我们要天天背起十字架来。
It'll be impossible for me to speak a bitter word to my wife if I have learned to go the way of the cross.
如果我已经背起了十字架以土重走的话，我就不能够说出苦毒的话来对我妻子而发出来。
Then thanksgiving will come forth from me every day of the week.
那么每一天这个赞美感恩的话语就从我里头发出来。
When the person who's driving the car in front of me turns without giving a signal.
比如说在我里前面驾驶的人他转弯的时候没有放这个信号灯。
If I've learned to walk according to the Spirit, it won't make me angry with him.
如果我是行在灵里头的话，我不会因着这样而对那个人发脾气。
I learned to forgive him.
我要歇气来赦免他。
Lord, we're all frail, weak human beings. We make a lot of mistakes. I want to forgive him who's made that mistake.
这主啊，我们人都是有软弱，常常有过错的。我也愿意呢，因着这样来赦免那个人。
And somebody cheated me somewhere in some shop.
可能在某些的店铺，有些人欺骗了我。
I say, Lord, well, material things are not everything.
说主啊，物质并不是所有的一切。
I'm going to live for eternity.
我是要为着永生来活。
Eternity's values are more important to me than this.
永生的价值是比现今物质的价值更高。
I thank you that I didn't cheat him.
说主啊，我感谢你，我没有欺骗他。
It's not serious if he cheated me.
他欺骗了我，并不是件严重的事情。
It's possible to live giving thanks 7 days a week.
是能够的，在一个星期七天里头都能够还是谢恩。
I praise God for the reality of this.
我因着神呢，感谢神能够给我经历到这个实在。
So that now, when I praise God and clap my hands and raise my hands, it's more meaningful now on Sunday morning.
所以当我在礼拜天举起手来敬拜他、拍手的时候呢，我发现到呢更加有意义。
You know, in some churches, there are priests who put on a special dress on Sunday morning.
有一些的礼拜堂看到。一些的祭司呢，礼拜天的时候他穿上特别的衣服。
Then the rest of the week they're ordinary human beings. They dress like ordinary human beings.
在其他的六天呢，他穿的呢跟平常人一样。
But I also used to do that, not this visible dress, but this dress of thinking that of giving the impression that I'm praising the Lord and I'm a wonderful happy Christian.
我也这样做，曾经呢穿出各种各样的衣服呢，好像给人家带来一个好的印象，我是非常的虔诚在神的面前。
And I'd go home.
当我回去的时候
and I take that dress and leave it there.
所以我把衣服错了呢挂在那边。
And at home I was a different person.
在家中我是另外一个人。
That is not Christianity.
这个不是基督教。
That is hypocrisy.
这是呢假冒为善。
And God doesn't want us to continue like that, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，神不要我们继续这样的活下去。
What's the first step to be free from that?
那第一个的步骤如何得到释放呢？
The first step is honesty.
第一个步骤就是要诚实。
Lord, that is my condition now.
这主啊，这就是我的情况。
Then the next step is thirst.
第二的步骤就是要渴慕。
Lord, I thirst for this life.
主啊，我渴慕这样的生活。
I'm willing to pay $5,000, any price for it.
我愿意就好像用5000块钱来买那杯水一样，要付上这个代价。
I'll tell you, it costs more than $5,000.
但是我说的代价呢，其实比这5000块钱更加多。
It costs my self-life.
这代价是关系到我整个的生命。
My pride.
我的骄傲。
I have to die.
我要死。
Say, Lord.
这主啊。
Make this real in my life.
使到这件事情呢，在我里头是实在的。
And the third step is faith.
第三个步骤就是要信心。
Lord, I believe you'll do this for me.
这主啊，我相信你能够为我做这件事。
I believe you'll do it for me.
我知道你能够为我做这件事。
I want to trust you.
我要依靠你。
I'm not going to leave you like Jacob said until you bless me.
这主啊，我不要放弃你，好像雅各这样以神摔跤，直到得到神的祝福。
And God will do it in your life.
神会为在你生命里头做。
And then I believe that things will be so different in your life.
那么我相信说呢，你的生命呢就有所不同。
So different in your home.
在你家中你就不一样了。
And then of course, so different in the church.
那甚至呢在教会里头你发现到你是个不一样的人。
Let's bow our heads before God.
我们低头在神的面前。
And if the Lord has spoken to you this morning,
如果主今早上对你说话，
I want to encourage you to respond in your hearts to God.
我要勉励你在你心中向神有所反应。
With honesty,
带着诚实
,thirst,
渴慕的心
,and faith,
信心。
If we try to cover up our failure,
如果你尝试在遮盖你的失败的话
,we'll remain where we are right through 1985 as well.
我们很可能的仍旧会在这种情况之下直到报年完结。
If you're not willing to pay any price, we'll never get it.
如果你不愿意付上任何代价的话呢，你就永远不能够得到。
Or if I say, that's impossible to live this life.
我所要说的话，你不愿意付上代价的话呢，是不可能经历到。
Then also I'll never get it.
我也不能够得到。
But if I say, Lord, I trust you.
如果我们对主说，主啊，我要依靠你。
You will make this a reality in my life.
主啊，你能够使这件事情在我的生命当中是实在的能够经历到的。
Because your word says so.
因为你的话语这样的说道。
That what the law could not do, you can do now in